USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Midland, Texas police say a mass murder suspect was shot and killed at a Synergy Theater in Odessa, Texas.
The information that I have is there is one suspect. Suspect is deceased. Multiple injuries to citizens. We also have some law enforcement who has been injured.
Odessa Mayor David Turner describing the scene. Vice President Mike Pence says President Trump is monitoring the situation.
The president is supposed to be Attorney General. The FBI is already assisting local law enforcement in the investigation going forward.
South Carolina is under a state of emergency due to Hurricane Dorian. Governor Henry McMaster issued the order on Saturday activating the state's emergency operations plan after the Category 4 storm shifted to threaten South Carolina. The core of the storm is expected to be near or over portions of the northwestern Bahamas on Sunday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A 15% tariff is set to go into effect on billions of Chinese imports Sunday, a consequence of the ongoing U.S. trade war. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham reminds us,
if you surrender to China's cheating, it will devastate our economy and the world economy over time. So the price of standing up to China, I think, is a lot less than just giving in to China. The tariffs are a tool. Nobody likes it as policy. But I don't see how you make China change their behavior until there's a consequence to what they're doing. That's why we have the tariffs.
Graham was speaking there on Fox News. Several big retailers and suppliers have stocked up on goods in advance of the tariffs. Sky watchers in parts of the northern United States could be treated to a natural light show this Labor Day weekend. Forecasters say the northern lights might be visible from the northern plains to New England. The best times for a clear view will be just the hours before and after midnight. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
According to the Conference Board, U.S. workers are more satisfied with their jobs today than they were a few years ago. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Dr. Robin Erickson of the Conference Board tells us that level of satisfaction was up to 53.7%.
It's an increase of 2.7 percentage points from last year. 2018 is the eighth year in a row where job satisfaction has improved for an increase of 11% since 2010.
Erickson, who was the principal researcher for the Conference Board study, tells us there's been a big jump in the job satisfaction rate when you look back at 2010.
Back in 2010, job satisfaction was only 42.6%, so it's gone up quite a bit, 11 percentage points since 2010.
Many first-time home buyers are struggling to find that right home they're looking for. Realtor.com chief economist Danielle Hale talks on Fox Business about some of the challenges buyers are having in this tricky housing market.
Well, as you know, prices have risen for several years in a row now, and it's particularly hard for first-time home buyers because while we have more homes overall in the housing market, we still don't have very many entry-level homes. Builders have really struggled to build in those lower price points, and that just means first-time home buyers are out there for a long time shopping for a home.
As far as if first-time home buyers are prepared, Hale says,
that's a great question. It is a process, and so it makes sense to pair with an expert who's going to help guide you through that process. You can get lots of information on sites like Realtor.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.